Hello and welcome to the Scariest Stories podcast. So today's title is Night Owl. Let me begin. When Ryoko went to university, she moved into a dorm on campus. That was how she met Yuki, a 20-year-old woman who she was sharing the room with. Yuki was a very strange person, kind of like a shadow. She didn't speak very much, never smiled, and always kept to herself. There was a rumor going around that she had lost her boyfriend a few years before. Late one night, she heard Yuki getting out of bed and leaving the room. At first, Ryoko thought she was just going to the toilet and did not really pay any attention. However, after a while, she realized that Yuki would often sneak out in the middle of the night and she did not come back for hours. Gradually, Ryoko became very suspicious. One night, Ryoko decided to try and find out what was going on with her strange roommate. She pretended to be asleep and waited for Yuki to go out. As usual, Yuki got out of bed and quietly left the room. Ryoko waited a minute and then followed her, keeping in the shadows so as not to be noticed. After walking for about 30 minutes, Yuki stopped at the cemetery and went inside. Ryoko was shaking with fear and had to stop herself from running away. She peeked over the wall and watched as Yuki knelt down in front of a gravestone and embraced it. There was a look of ecstasy on her face and she was laughing hysterically. Ryoko had seen enough. Overcome by fear, she turned around and ran back to the dorm. When she reached her room, she jumped into bed and pretended to be asleep, waiting for Yuko to come back. However, her roommate never arrived and soon she fell fast asleep. When she woke up in the next morning, Ryoko heard some terrible and shocking news. Apparently, Yuko had committed suicide that night before. She slit her wrists in the cemetery and bled to death. She was found lying on her boyfriend's grave. Yuko was horrified. Yuki didn't have any family or nobody arrived to collect her belongings. After 3 days, Ryoko became curious. She began cleaning up the room and poked around in Yuki's luggage. She found a diary and flicked through the pages. When she came to the final page, she froze. There, in blood-red letters, were the words, "I know you saw."